USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The price of gas is hitting another record high. AAA reporting the national average for regular jumping 2 cents overnight to $4.45 a gallon. Gas is up $1.42 from a year ago, and this driver tells MSNBC what many of us think when we pull up at the pump.
I don't even look at how many gallons anymore or what their dollar amount is anymore because it's expensive everywhere.
Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn says that House Democrats are delaying legislation he introduced to increase security protections for justices of the Supreme Court. Cornyn introducing a bill amid threats from radical abortion groups and illegal protests outside the private homes of pro-life justices. This as a pro-abortion rally is taking place in Washington, D.C. today. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Some states are experiencing a shortage of 50% in baby formula. Elena Contrell, who is a mother, tells Fox and Friends that she is worried she won't be able to find formula for her son.
It's something that largely didn't affect us until a few weeks ago, and it's kind of hit hard and fast, so it's been a little bit alarming.
She says some parents are trying to make their own homemade baby formula. Some major retailers are responding to the shortage by limiting the amount of formula that customers. A Florida man is identified as a soldier killed in a bear attack in Alaska. The Army saying Staff Sergeant Seth Michael Plant died after he was attacked on Tuesday in a training area off Joint Base Elmendorf Richardson in Anchorage. A fellow soldier suffered minor injuries in the attack. The 30-year-old Plant joined the active duty Army in 2015 after a stint in the reserves. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The Biden administration is running ads in Guatemala and Honduras designed to discourage mass illegal migration into the United States. That's according to U.S. Customs and Border Protection. The ads highlight smugglers known as coyotes who take advantage of and profit from vulnerable migrants. Inflation is coming for your bag of potato chips. Newly released data shows the cost of potatoes is up more than 7% from the same time last year, and the cost of a bag of chips is up 10%. While grocery store costs continue to skyrocket, farmers are struggling to grow food to meet the demand. Lad Wallen is a potato farmer in Idaho, and he shares with Fox and Friends some of the challenges he's facing.
It's been very challenging. Just for example, from January of last year, fertilizer prices have increased 150%, which is very significant. A lot of inputs that we use are very hard to come by. Compost, manure, things that we regularly use, cover crop seeds, all these inputs are just, they're scarce, they're not as available, prices have increased, and the supply chain has just been disrupted.
The Biden administration recently proposed a new rule that would restrict federal education funding going to charter schools. The move sparked backlash even among prominent Democrats at the state level. And this week, a group of parents, students, and teachers rallied in protest outside the White House. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.